Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Yeah, just quickly responding to Mark from the SAC. That's exactly right. He has an accounting background. This is just plain finance. You don't turn down money that could let you cut state taxes just because you want to make a political point. That's just dumb. They are not understanding or not following accepted accounting science. Take the money in and then cut state taxes. Don't double tax people. Going to the line, Steve of Delafield, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Steve?
Yes, good morning, Matt. Good morning, Luke. Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to say a word about President Jimmy Carter and his wife, Rosalynn. Jimmy and Rosalynn Carter have devoted their entire lives and all their income to building homes for the poor. They supply food and medicine to poor people all over the world. They still live in the same small two-bedroom, $160,000 home that they've lived in since 1953 in Plains, Georgia. Jimmy Carter served as an executive officer in the Navy on a submarine until 1953. So President Carter wrote a book titled Palestine, Peace, Not Apartheid. And in his book, Jimmy Carter said that millions of Palestinians have been driven off their land and now they live in an open-air prison built by Israeli Jews, and that Israel is an apartheid state. Now, yesterday, you condemned all the Democrats who said that Israel is an apartheid state. You said that's a lie. Are you calling President Jimmy Carter a liar?
Okay, thanks for the call. You know, you're very interested in one issue, which is I respect, and that's fine. You and I have a real disagreement. Let me give you a little background. When I first got involved in politics, I met Jimmy Carter and Rosalynn. My wife and I were invited to their Christmas party in 1980. It was a bittersweet party at the White House because it was in December, and he had just lost the election to Ronald Reagan. In November. So he had something like, I don't know, a month left to be president. But they were courteous hosts. I think the world of Jimmy Carter and Rosalynn Carter. And I think that they are not paid sufficient attention. He was a good man. He is a good man. The oldest living president. I think maybe the oldest president who ever lived to this age. Not sure about John Adams, but you know, he's a good man. Now, remember, Ronald Reagan was a strong supporter of Israel. John Kennedy was a strong supporter of Israel. Harry Truman was a strong supporter of Israel. And Jimmy Carter has his own perspective. But I would say this. The fact of the matter is, when Israel was founded in 1948, the first country to recognize it was the United States. First country to recognize it, Harry Truman, President of the United States, recognized it. And now all of Western civilization recognizes it. But here's the deal. The Palestinians are good people. They're very, very good people. Some are Christians. Some are Muslims. They're all Arabs. They're good people, talented people. I like them. And what is necessary in Israel and among the Palestinians is two states, because you'll never have a blended state. So there should be a state that Palestine has. You can call it whatever they want. Palestine, that's fine. And Israel, they've got to recognize each other's right to exist. That's pretty elementary, Steve. In other words, you and I have a negotiation, and I say to you, okay, yeah, let's do this deal. By the way, I don't agree that you should exist. I mean, that's pretty fundamental. The Israelis have reached out to the Palestinians a number of times. Yasser Arafat, Jimmy Carter, President of Israel, at the time, the other president of Israel, and I shouldn't say Jimmy Carter, is Bill Clinton. So Bill Clinton, Yasser Arafat, and whoever was the prime minister of Israel at the time, shook hands. There was an offer from Israel that gave the Palestinians something like 98% of the territory that they wanted. We're not talking about Netanyahu here. We're talking about an actual offer backed up by the United States. And there was one condition: that the Palestinians recognize Israel's right to exist. That's all. And they refused. Arafat refused. Why did he refuse? Was he a bad man? No, not necessarily. He refused because he didn't want to be assassinated. Anwar Sadat made peace. He was assassinated by the Muslim Brotherhood, some of whom had infiltrated his security details. Governor of Punjab simply got up and gave a speech. He said, you know, there's a Christian woman who's on death row in Pakistan for blasphemy. A co-worker who didn't like her, they worked out in the fields, lied and said that she had defamed the prophet, and therefore she gets the death penalty. He said, you know, we're a modern country. We shouldn't do that kind of thing. And he was murdered by one of his own bodyguards. The problem is that with jihad, every man is his own assassin. And if he thinks even the most highly placed person in his government is an apostate, you can kill him. That's the way they look at it. So something's got to give. The Abraham Accords, you know, we want peace over there. These are all good people, all good people. Arabs are good people. Israelis are good people. Everybody's a good person. But what we have to have is people who just say, I recognize your right to exist, pretty basic. So the United Arab Emirates said, yeah. Bahrain said, yeah. Sudan said, yeah. Morocco said, yeah. That was a huge accomplishment. I don't frequently praise anything that Trump did on this show, but that was a huge breakthrough. And the position of the United States should be with the rest of them, join the Abraham Accord and quit bumping gums, quit the chin music, just keep quiet and recognize their right to exist, and you will get lots of land and trading opportunities. You know how wealthy that area could be if they just recognize each other's right to exist? Israel recognizes their right to exist. So the fact of the matter is, Jimmy Carter wrote books, and you know, I respect that. I liked him personally. I don't agree with Jimmy Carter on that issue. And whoever put the title on his book, authors frequently don't put the titles on their book. Somebody, some publicist at the publisher does. Okay? Well, so be it. But here's the deal, Steve. The point is, human beings are human beings. And we need peace in the Middle East. Israel has been ready to enter into any peace negotiation, make extraordinary concessions, just recognize their right to exist. I do condemn people in the Democratic Party. It's not just the ones that called it an apartheid state. In the case of Ilhan Omar, she also called it a terror state. Do you know that there was something like 15 or so Democrats or more who voted not only to deny any aid to Israel to defend itself, but also would deny aid to replenish the Iron Dome to stop missiles from Iran smuggled through Hamas raining down Israel? You know, Steve, if you think that jihad is your friend, I got news for you, Steve. Go over to any of these places, meet these people, and you would not be able to practice your faith. I can assure you of that. Israel is a free country. It's a good country. It's an ally of ours. Palestinians are people that are good. They deserve freedom as well. And they deserve their own state. And they deserve it in a mutual recognition of the right to exist. And they will all be very prosperous. Thanks for calling in, Steve. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. There will be trouble. If I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I stay or should I go?